In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Looking forward to having these conversations here. Really interesting baseball slate for tonight on a Monday, a magnificent Monday. We'll get to it in moments. Myself, Ken, and Jake the Snake. But for now, let's finish up the Jacksonville Jaguars schedule and win total analysis here. Jacksonville, Ken, you said you wanted to maul in the break their Week 18 game, where they will play at the Tennessee Titans. So you've had a number of minutes to maul, hashtag maul. What is that mulling got you? What do you think we're at here with Jacksonville at Tennessee?
Oh, man. I think the number is three. I think it's three. But I could still go either way on this one. I think it's Jacksonville minus three.
So they're 3.5 at the Colts, right? In
yeah.
Week one?
Colts are a full win worse than the win. They're one win worse in the win total market than Tennessee is.
What would you bet?
If it was I might bet Jacksonville. If it was three at Tennessee. So.
If I knew for sure Tannehill was starting, I would bet Tennessee.
I think this means three is the right number. Because we're kind of like, sure. Oh, well, I would do this. Well, I would do this. I think it's, like 2.5. I don't know. If they're going to be 3.5 against the Colts, it's close. It's like 2.75. I like three. I like a likely win in that game.
Let's go three. And that takes us to the end of the Jaguars schedule.
Yeah, so the Jaguars have one projected game in which they will be a blowout winner and no projected games, which is always what you want, in which they'll be a blowout loser, which is pretty good for a team when their win total is 9.5. Probably don't want to get blown out in a bunch of games. They have eight games that project as likely wins. So this is point spreads between 3 and 6.5. Which is like what's doing a lot of heavy lifting with their win projection, obviously. But only one blowout win, only one game where we favor them by 7 or more. And not a lot where I feel like we even had the conversation about whether it would be 7 or not. Really kind of a lot in that like 3, 3.5, 4 range. One blowout win, no blowout losses, 8 likely wins, 4 likely losses, and 4 toss-up games. With a win total of 9.5, the Jags project to win 9.6 games this year. If we do the sort of looser form, it's blowout wins, blowout losses, and everything else is rated a toss-up. You get half of it. They're 1-0 with 16 games left, and that goes to a win projection of 9. So I am completely unsurprised by this. I'll just say that. And I think part of that is that, like, I think when you have stable known quantities, then, like, you're going to get and you project games, you're going to get really close to the win total. Where you're going to have a lot of difference sometimes in projecting is where, like, new coach and new quarterback, either one or especially both, and then, like, okay, you can project the games, but also, like, the rating you're using is garbage. You just don't know how it's garbage. It's either garbage they're way better or garbage they're way worse, but you don't know how it's garbage. Whereas, like, Cincinnati, for example, like, we got it. We know what they are. Like, we're totally good. Also, they're 11.5. We came up with 11.6. Not surprising, like, at all. So maybe I think it is unlikely when there are teams like this that there is something interesting in their win total market. It's like, okay, cool. It's kind of like the coach quarterback exercise. Like, all right, like, Mahomes, Reed, 11.5. Like, yeah. like, duh. Of course, yeah, of course that's what it's like. Burrow, Zach Taylor, but really like Burrow, 11.5. Like, yeah, that's what it is. And it kind of like with Lawrence and Peterson now, it's like, yeah, like double digit ish. Yeah, like that's what like Lawrence's career, probably what's going to be going. Yeah, that's what this is. And so from a win total Lawrence. Standpoint, I don't think.
Yeah, you're Peterson. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Win total. Jags. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They just don't strike me as that interesting. They seem like exactly what they're supposed to be. They're like a team that's pretty, they're really likely to make the playoffs because of the division they play in. They're really likely to win about 9 or 10 games. It basically puts them in the similar situation to what they were in last year. Why is it going to be different than that? And maybe it could be a little better for a couple reasons. Maybe it could be a little worse. And they could have injury, bad luck. But I think this is, I don't think there's a lot surprising going on here.
I think I'm going to know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway, because people may be thinking, well, like, you guys don't like the Jaguars that much. I mean, we have them going over 500, right? 9.6 and 9, the two projections here. But, like, you're going to come up with a 13, a 12 for Jacksonville, not expect him to be a juggernaut, a dominant team this year. Are you interested, Ken, in taking shots in the AFC South against Jacksonville? And maybe the answer is no, but I think it's a question worth asking, right? Are there any, like, the theoretical upsides for the other three teams get you to a point where you want to take a shot at Jacksonville, who's a big favorite to win the division? And I'm not saying they shouldn't be, just that I think it's right. A little interesting.
Yeah, I'd rather bet Jacksonville than bet the field against them right now, probably at these prices. I just, if it's really going to be two rookie quarterbacks and then whatever Tannehill Levis is going to be, like, I don't know what the team is that it's, I need a team that I like. It can't just be that I don't like Jacksonville, and I don't like the other three teams a lot as division winning teams. And you can always make the argument in divisions like this. It's like, well, if Jacksonville's worse than the bad team, Houston, Indianapolis, Tennessee, like they might only have to win 8 games or something to win the division. Like, surely these teams can get to 8 wins. Like, yeah, that's, I mean, yes, but like, would I bet that, like, needing that outcome? Like, if I'm going to bet a team to win the division, like, I really have to believe that team's going to win at least 9 games and maybe 10, but like at least 9 games to like beat Jacksonville authentically. It's like, oh, well, Lawrence could get hurt. Yes. Also, the team I'm betting on, their quarterback could get hurt too. Like, that's not an argument for something. So I can't make a case for the other three teams. And it's like, oh, well, Richardson could be awesome. Like, I'm not going to bet a long price on Indy needing a rookie quarterback to start week one and be awesome. Who's like, by all accounts, like needs some time, because most rookie quarterbacks do. Yeah. So it's just, and like Stroud, I can do the same thing. And then we're right back to Mike Vrabel, who outperforms his win total, and Tannehill and whatever that's going to be. And maybe that's the answer. I don't see a lot here. So it's not like, you know, Jacksonville's like a super lock, but I actually do have some Jacksonville. I can't, just the number is blurry. What's the BetMGM division number right now? 150.
I can't read it on the screen either, but I can get it in the second tier.
Yeah, so I remember. Plus remember this opened like 140 or 150, and
yep.
I thought,
and we said
I still do. So it's 160 at BetMGM right now. I don't think it's going to go down. So like, even if you don't like Jacksonville, I think that price is like only either staying the same or going up, because there's no new, like the news that's going to involve the other teams is going to be like Richardson wins the job week one, or like, you know, Tannehill's the starter to start the year. And I don't think that gets you away from Jacksonville. Like, these are all like things that we all know are already in play. There's nothing we don't know already, barring like an injury to Trevor Lawrence or something. So I'd actually rather bet Jacksonville than bet the other three teams.
Or like Anthony Richardson's the Colts player that suspended for gambling. It won't be.
Yeah.
Just saying. That might change the way.
Be like, why'd you bet on something. Colts games? You were at Florida. He's like, I was bored. We weren't very good.
So I was like, oh, well, I knew I was going there. Did you?
Yeah.
Also, the GM wanted Will Levis. That's story right? for another yeah. day.
Also, there apparently was like a knockdown, drag-out argument over which quarterback it was going to be.
And I almost lost a lot of money on it. Thank God things happened the way they did right before the draft started. You better hear with Nick and Ken, Magnificent Monday. That'll wrap up 8 buckets for today. So two teams checked off the old list, the Chicago Bears and the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.